Bournemouth have not only held on, Oisin, but they kicked two further penalties, and they won by 25 points to 13. Tremendous result here for the Tyrone side, and you know, against Clonmel side, who I didn't realise until there about 15 minutes ago, was talking to one of the Clonmel boys, coached by Dennis Leamy, who I'm sure most rugby followers will remember was a tremendous player for both Munster and Ireland in the back row, and you know, he's been coaching there for a couple of years, and if I was to single out one specific instance, I think I said it before, there was a 5-minute spell in the second half just on the hour mark where Clonmel literally laid siege to the Oma line, and you could see the coaching coming in, obviously from Leamy, but it was its typical Munster pick and drive, pick and drive, pick and drive. Maybe they at one occasion could have opened the ball out right because they had a lot of, Clonmel had a lot of backs. But they kept going anyway, and but Oma's defence held firm, and I don't know who it was, but somebody tonight will certainly be not having to buy too much beer, because he made a fantastic turnover, and that meant that they cleared their lines, and then from really for the last quarter of the game, 60 minutes on, Oma got themselves back on track, and while they didn't score any tries, they forced Clonmel to give away two penalties, which Murphy converted, and to believe that final scoreline of 25 points to 13. But a great performance, because Clonmel, you know, a Munster side, there's no easy teams that you get here and from coming up from Munster. In the first half, it was Oma who took the lead after 6 minutes when really they had bossed the game. And it was wing forward Mervyn Edgar got over after a great run by second row Johnny Sproul. Out half Lee Murphy converted, making it 7 points to nil. Clonmel had penalty chances in the 14th and 16th minute. Sheen only converted the latter, making it 7 points to 3. Then on 18 minutes, straight from the kickoff, Oma charged down the right half, the Clonmel out half, a penalty was given because a player had picked the ball in front. Stuart McKay in the scrum half took quickly, gave to Edgar, who fed big number 8, James Cattermole. He dived over in the corner, and Murphy, with a great conversion, made it 14 points to 3. And then on 28 minutes, Oma had their third score from a 15-metre scrum. Catterson picked up and raced clear to the corner, 19-3, but then came the controversial moment whenever Clonmel put in a very strong period of play just up on the line. They had a 5-metre scrum which flew round, and the referee decided that he was going to award a penalty try for that. It was converted, and that made it 19 points to 10 at half-time. In the second half, Clonmel started strongly, and they then had a penalty from Sheen, making it 19-13. And as I've said already, they dominated probably up to the hour mark, and that 5 minutes of pressure, which Oma managed to relieve. But then from about 65 minutes onwards, you could see that Oma were starting to believe in themselves again. They got a real, in 75 minutes, the Oma pressure told, and Clonmel gave away a penalty at the breakdown. And Murphy from 35 metres made it 22-13. And then with just a few minutes left, more pressure from Oma in and around the 22. And again, Murphy gold making it 25-13. But tremendous performance by this Oma side. I mean, Malahide, who won this game, found it very difficult to beat Oma in that game. And in fact, Oma would have had a losing bonus point had they not missed a very simple conversion in front of the post. They went down to Ballina, never an easy place to go, and they won that game as well. And as you probably hear, the Oma supporters giving them a great applause coming off the pitch, because, you know, this is a tremendous performance by an Oma side who really 4 years ago were playing in qualifying two. And it just lets you see how the club has built itself up over the last 5 years. And they certainly deserve everything they get. So next week, it's onwards and upwards. They go down to play Boyne. The winner of that one will be in the All-Ireland League Division 2C. It's going to be a step up for Oma. But the way they played today and the confidence they had, you know, to beat a Munster side, especially one that was very much coming up here as favourites, was tremendous performance. So overall, the rain has come back on, but I don't think anybody's too worried now at the moment. And certainly the spirits here at Mellon Park and Oma are tremendous. And congratulations to Oma. It's been great to watch them in the last couple of weeks, and certainly they deserve what they get. They won it by playing good rugby as well. And as I said, you know, to beat a Munster side like they did, and to be able to take on a Munster side and beat them convincingly at the end, was tremendous. So final score here in the All-Ireland Round Robin Series at Oma, it's Oma 25, Clonmel 13, which means Oma finished runners-up in this group. Next week, they will travel to Boyne, and the winner of that will then take their place in All-Ireland Division 2C next season.